Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., mama, CEO, and founder of the Rising Wolf Coaching, seven-figure business owner, and the creator of the Wealth Expansion System. Myself and my team help freedom-seeking fempreneurs reach effortless high cash months without the hustle. Join us for conversations on money manifesting, business growth, passive revenue, and coming home to your birthright of being wildly wealthy. It is a beautiful sunny day on this amazing, amazing Wednesday. Wednesdays are my favorite day. I know that may seem a little odd, but it is absolutely my favorite day, and I'm going to tell you why. So my parents have a date day with my children, and they go and they have dinner together and they spend time together, and it's so sweet and I love it. And then my husband and I go to the same restaurant that's like literally 2 seconds down the road, and it's like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. You know, our bartender knows the drink, and we order the dinner, and we see all the same people all the time. It's just so amazing. I love it. It's just like such a fun middle of the week situation. But anyways, it's Wednesday, which means it's live podcasting day, and I am so grateful that you're here. And without further ado, I just want to first give a shit ton of gratitude to all of our new clients. We have so many incredible clients already in October, and it's only October 4th. And holy moly, we have people flooding into Cashflow Confidential, the CEO Club. We have brand new High Vibe members. It just is just I'm so grateful. Now, what we're going to be going over today is the 3 steps to get your first online program up and running. So, as you know, I have a very extensive program called my Course Creator College, the CEO Club, where I walk you through everything that I have learned for the last 16 years in launching online programs, creating online programs, and how they have generated me millions of dollars of revenue since 2016. I've kind of know the ins and the outs of like what works and what doesn't work. So I've packaged everything up inside of an extensive online course that is just insane. And today is actually launch day for some of my clients. And it's a very, 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 very exciting day for some of my clients, and I can't wait to celebrate them. I already reached out to them in the DMs. I'm like, I am sending you so much love. I hope you get tons of rest. And tomorrow's gonna be such a big day. I can't wait. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the 3 steps here. So number one, as always, is going to be the 80% of your growth, which is your mindset and your energetics. If you are only focused on strategy, this process is going to feel very dense and very heavy, and especially when you're in the expansion process, right? So when we're expanding and becoming and identifying as a wealthy online course creator, right? And sharing your gifts and helping thousands and thousands of people and generating 10K, 20K, 30K, 40K, 100K, 400K months, whatever the goal is, we need to be able to be clear and open and ready to receive. So number one, I need you to believe in your gifts and have laser focused energy with clarity and compassion. Number one, before any strategy, has to be the energetics portion. Without it, shit's no fun, because you're going to come up against roadblocks. You're going to come up against these mindset blocks of not feeling like having to rush your process and feeling overwhelmed. So really, 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 really focus on believing in your gifts, clarity, and compassion. Because here's the truth, is if you are learning anything new about launching or creating your own online courses and creating massive impact and massive income, then at the end of the day, your brain is going to burn a little bit. Your prefrontal cortex, I'm pointing to my third eye section right here, because anytime you're learning something new, your success brain is on fire and it's trying to gather all of these things. It's like the first time you ever learned how to drive a car, right? I remember being white knuckled on the steering wheel, like, okay, make sure I have my blinker on, make sure that my foot is on the gas pedal, make sure that, you know, I'm looking in my rear view and my, you know, you're just hyper, hyper focused, hyper fixated on all the things, right? And then now all of a sudden I'm driving 30 minutes down the road and I don't even know if I got there alive. I'm like, how did I get here? Did I stop at the red lights? I literally have no idea. But the same thing kind of goes too. That's like when you're in a new space, in a new area, and you're comfortable in your vehicle, but now you're like, I need to be focused on my directions. Like I need to be focused on my GPS, and you have to turn your music down to see better. That's the kind of experience that I'm talking about. Like when it comes to launching your own online course, when it comes to launching anything or learning anything new, you got to turn the volume down so you could focus better, right? And that means turning down the volume of external opinions, making sure that you are laser focused, making sure that you are highly compassionate with your process, that you're not rushing your process, and that you believe in your gifts. Now, there's going to be moments when you feel like, what the fuck am I doing? But then you're going to come back down to your why and why you're here and what you're doing and believing in the inevitability of your success, because it's all possible. It's all possible. I watched it myself. I've watched it through my experience of helping thousands of people since 2019 or through 2016 in the online space. And I'm going to be very, very honest with you. The only reason you have to turn the volume down right now so you can focus is because you're stepping out of the familiar zone and into the unfamiliar zone. And things get really loud when you're stepping from this space to the other, when you're jumping from one very familiar space to an unfamiliar space. The integration time of you know, being able to get to that space is unique to you. And I need you to turn the volume down. Make sure you're not telling everyone about your goals, dreams, and desires. Get very, very laser focused on who you're sharing information with. Make it a priority. Care for yourself. If there's any resistance coming up, making sure that you have a journaling process, making sure that you have a coach to talk to, making sure that you have a support system, because that's expansion, baby. Anytime, even if you're not launching a program and you're just growing, you're just literally expanding. You're expanding your wealth container. You're showing up online, making sure that you are have clarity, compassion, you believe in your gifts, and you have a support system, because it's really important. Okay, so now the second thing, we're going to get into strategy now. So whether you are doing a 30, 60, or 90-day launch plan, the goal here, and I talk about this with my clients, right? There's going to be front-end work and there's going to be back-end work. Front-end work, right, is what your consumer sees, right? Back-end work is the things that you're doing in the back-end that the front-end doesn't see. So kind of like a restaurant, right? When you go into a restaurant, the front-end is you walk into this beautiful space, right? You walk into this beautiful space and the candles are lit and the music is going and the amazing waiter comes out and he takes your order and all that. And in the back-end, the chefs are throwing shit around and the fire's going and all the things are going on, right? But the front end doesn't see that. So we got front end work and we got back end work. So front end work is in the pre-launch phase, being able to have your social plan ready, having your freebie or any kind of free resource, and with your strategy plan and your freebie and your email nurturing system. This is going to be the process that works on the front end. So this is your social media plan, your organic strategy, right? On the back end, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but the front end is your pre-launch phase. So this is building your email list. And I actually, inside of my program, have an exact formula. So if you want to make a 10K month for your first launch, you have to have X amount of people on your email list based off of the conversion rates that we have. So that being said, we want to make sure that if you have a micro audience or you're just starting over with a brand new topic, then you want to make sure that you've given yourself 90 to 120 days, right? That you're giving yourself ample time to build an audience and a community and build trust, right? That's what this is, right? You can't just whip out an online course and then just expect people to buy it. Just because you are obsessed with the topic doesn't mean that it's number one, has proven market research, that it's going to sell, that it's going to perform, that it's also going to have long-lasting sustainability and growth, right? So we want to make sure that we have ample pre-launch phase time. And if you have a highly engaged audience already, you're already known for a specific topic, and now you are launching a program on a specific topic that your audience already is ready to learn from you about, you're going to do a 30-day launch plan, right? So basically, you're going to be building out the program in the back end, but not having, I'm going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute. And then you're going to be doing all of the back end work. On the front end, you're going to be doing a 30-day launch plan. And don't worry, if this feels confusing or anything like that, I have a step-by-step guide, so you don't have to worry about it. All right, so now going from there, the most important thing is not only the mindset and believing in your gifts and having clarity and compassion, laser-focused energy, being very compassionate with your process, but also your pre-launch phase, making sure you're giving yourself ample time to create a sustainable, long-lasting business. We're not in here for quick cash injections. We're in here for long, sustainable growth and development in your online business. Online business growth is not a quick fix. Creating an online program is not a quick fix. Just like one-on-one coaching. If you offer one-on-one coaching, you're going to probably tell your students all the time, if they're, let's just say hypothetical, you're a fitness coach. If someone hired you as the fitness coach, would you ever say, hell yeah, we're going to get you there in like 2 days? Got it. No, absolutely not. We need to have the mindset portion, and we need to have the meal plan. We need to be able to have the workout plan. We need to be able to have a new system and sustainable growth. Sustainable growth. We're stepping into who you want to become over time. So I don't want you to think about launching your program as this, I just need to make money fast. Because if anyone comes to me and says, Jamie, I want to launch and I want to get there fast, I want to fast track, I go, let's do an energy audit on that first. Let's do an energy on it first because we don't want to rush the process. And why do we feel we need to rush it? If you have a highly engaged audience, you are like, they are like asking for it, you've been building it, you've been teasing it, and they're ready for it, we can fast track you. As long as you're in the energetics that it's not taking away from your mindset, you do not want to build a business that takes away your mental health or your physical health in the process. We don't grow. No, I want you to be a millionaire, but not at the expense of your mental health. Okay. So now the third thing is anytime that my CEO Club clients are inside of my programs, or inside the program, we're going to be building on a masterclass. We're going to have a live launch first, and then I teach them how to put it on autopilot. So basically, the masterclass is the actual launch. We're launching with a masterclass, right? We're launching this. We're having two of my clients actually have their live masterclass launches today, which is so fucking exciting. I literally feel like I just need to dance all fucking day. I'm so jazzed for them. This is such a huge, literally such a huge moment. This is like, I'm thinking about like people that trained for marathons. Like this is fucking marathon day. Like this is the day, and it's a big day, and it deserves so much celebration. So much celebration. Okay. So once you have your masterclass built out in a specific system that I walk you through with, I have give you slide deck presentations. I walk you through, I literally give you everything that you need to have a successful masterclass. So good on that. And we want to have a 7-day fill up. So basically on social and email list, we're going to have a 7-day basically telling people within the 7-day phase here, this is what's coming. This is how you sign up. This is where you're going. This is what day it's happening. And from there, we have a 12-day post-launch. So this is email sequence. I provide everything. So I provide all the email sequences. I provide all of this. And in the program, we're also building you through having a, you know, the pre-sale price, the post-sale price, all of the things, all the email sequences. So when you're on masterclass day, all of that is built out and ready to go. Like you don't got to worry about a thing. It's good. It's done. We're ready. And then guess what? It's launch day, baby. And guess what? At this point, you're ready to receive, when I was walking through one of my clients, she's like, okay, I'm going to do a 10K launch. The girl made 40K in 4 days. What? Like, can you just imagine, take a moment with me. What would it feel like? What would it feel like to like be dedicated to your process, be dedicated to to what you're doing, and then at the end of the day, you receive $40,000 and people who are happy to invest. 40. Like most people make that in a year, and she made it in 4 days. 4 days. And then you can get your place to a business like mine where we are growing sustainably and we have online, we're not in a live launch phase, but we just made 40,000 in 3 days just from online education. So imagine putting yourself into this position, like long-term sustainable, you have a high cash launch, right? And even if your goal is 10,000, right? We're going to package that all up. We're going to learn what we're doing. We're going to learn how to improve it to then put it on autopilot. Because sometimes what I'll recommend is doing another launch with more testimonials, with more things, depending on where you are in your business. And I'll always give you suggestions on that. But she made $40,000 in 4 days with her first launch. Okay. So then you start building sustainable passive revenue again and again and again through your outward social plan, building communities. And then you can get to a place in your business where you're starting to make 40K outside of a launch in 4 days. Because that's what's happening in our business now. And we're teaching people how to do that as well. It's the sky. When I say the sky is the limit for your growth, the only thing that's holding you back are the thoughts that you're thinking. And if you can have compassion and you're in the right rooms with the right people and you can pace your process, you have no idea how good life is about to get, how good it gets to feel. It's unreal. Unreal. So again, I want to thank you so, so much for joining this episode. I want you to believe in your gifts. I want you to have compassion and love. Get in the right rooms with the right people. That will change your life. That will change your life if you're in the right rooms, right? Because your environment is number one. And then when you're ready and you have everything good to go on the back end and you're ready to launch your program, and you've done your 30, 60, or 90-day launch plan, you've built up your email list, people are ready, then you can launch. Then it's marathon day, baby. Then you launch your masterclass, and then you get to go change people's lives, all while yours is changing simultaneously. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then we're going to position you to then make it without a launch. Sustainable growth, okay? All right, I'm sending you so much love. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. And if you are interested in working with myself, or if you want to hop on a call with one of my team members and talk to them about any questions you have and making sure that enrolling in any of our programs feels like a full body fuck yes, then you can click the links in the show notes. It's all there for you. And I'm sending you so much love. Go on, believe in yourself, and let's make some magic. All right, see you in the next episode. Bye-bye for now.